Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 7th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and las.com. Here's what's happening. The L.A. Football Club has won its first Major League Soccer Championship. KPCC's Julia Paskin reports the club's famously enthusiastic fans are over the moon.
Soojin Lee earned the sore voice you're about to hear.
We were just yelling for like 130 minutes because it went into extra time and then into penalties. And so I think all of our voices are a little bit shot right now.
Lee is vice president of the 3252, an association of independent clubs supporting LAFC.
I'm still on this euphoric high because I just can't really explain how much this really means to all of us.
She's been deeply invested in the club since it started 5 years ago.
All the work and effort that goes into it by everybody involved, it just feels like a culmination of all that work. So we're still on cloud nine.
Lee and others celebrated the win Sunday at Expo Park. I'm Julia Paskin.
Bus service in Orange County is expected to resume today with some delays. This follows a four-day strike by maintenance workers who are still negotiating with the OCTA for a new contract. Demonstrations ended yesterday afternoon, but union leaders say they could call another strike at any time. Meanwhile, riders are encouraged to check with the Transportation Authority via its website for updates. That's OCTA.net. Student workers across the UC system have voted to authorize a strike less than a month before finals are due to start. E. Okobi reports for KQED and has more on their demands.
Kavita Iyengar is vice president of the union representing postdoctoral students like her, as well as researchers, student employees, and graduate students. She says student workers want salaries that reflect the local cost of living.
We all share the same issues. We want to see more paid family leave. We want to see childcare benefits. We all want to see transit benefits. We all want to see fair compensation. And we all want to see more rights or international scholars.
In a statement, a UC spokesperson said the university has been responsive to student worker needs, and some tentative agreements have been reached. A strike could come as early as November 14th. For the California Report, I'm E. Okobi in San Francisco.
With cold weather arriving and the holiday season approaching, health experts say you should be prepared for another possible COVID-19 surge.
COVID will never go away, at least for the foreseeable future.
That's Dr. Robert Wachter from UC San Francisco at a recent virtual town hall. At the moment, Wachter says the COVID case rate is low in California, but new variants can be better at evading the immune system. He says he's not confident that'll happen, but at the same time, he is concerned people aren't getting boosted.
So if I were someone who had not gotten my new booster and I had not gotten either COVID in the last 3 months or had a boost in the last 3 months, that would be the first thing I would do tomorrow is figure out a way of going out and getting this new shot.
According to state data, only about 11% of people over the age of 5 have received the latest COVID booster. Election Day is tomorrow. If you haven't yet cast your ballot, LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez has the options available to you.
There are many ways you can vote in LA County. Just decide what works for you. If you're using your vote-by-mail ballot, you can put your ballot in an official ballot drop box anywhere in the state before 8 p.m. tomorrow, which is Tuesday, November 8th. Put the ballot in the mail, no postage required, as long as it's postmarked by tomorrow. Drop off your ballot at any vote center or polling place in the state by 8 p.m. tomorrow, or designate another person to do any of that for you as long as they aren't paid. You can also vote in person at any vote center in LA County. You'll get a fresh ballot to use in the ballot marking device, and election workers can help answer your questions. And don't forget, if you're not registered, that's okay. California allows same-day registration through Election Day. I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
One of the most closely watched congressional races on election night will be in Orange County. Republican Congressmember Michelle Steele is trying to fend off her Democratic challenger, Jay Chen. KPCC's Josie Wong has more.
It's an only in California race. Steele, who is Korean American, is competing with Chen, who is Taiwanese American, for an electorate that is more than one third Asian American. It's a newly redrawn district that includes Little Saigon. The race has also drawn attention because of advertising from the Steele campaign that paints Chen as a communist sympathizer. As a school board member, Chen had voted to adopt a Chinese language program that the State Department has since criticized for its links to the Chinese government. Chen says he, more than anyone, recognizes the threat of China as an intelligence officer in the Naval Reserve. I'm Josie Huang.
The races for local water boards or districts might seem confusing or overwhelming to many voters, but don't skip that spot on the ballot. KPCC's Aaron Stone explains why these races matter.
Voting for the local water board or water district often flies under the radar or unopposed. But these agencies are responsible for essential services, such as maintaining a clean and reliable water supply. They also set water rates. In the face of increasingly severe drought, water agencies make decisions about conservation rules and whether or not to invest in projects such as water recycling or desalination. When deciding how to vote, you'll want to consider the candidate's background and how that could influence their decisions on water policy. Remember, water agencies make some of the most important decisions in your daily life. I'm Aaron Stone.
It's getting wet. Clouds are building as a major storm moves into the area. Forecasters say the chance of rain increases as the day goes on and continues tomorrow. The highs today will be mostly in the 50s and 60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. You can also learn more about casting your ballot at LAist.com/vote. Also, listen to KPCC anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app. We've got you covered for election results. Tomorrow night, listen to KPCC's and NPR's special election coverage. And then come back Wednesday morning for Morning Edition at 6 a.m. and Air Talk with Larry Mantle at 9. Thanks for listening.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.